Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to The Startup with Monique Leray, only on LA Talk Radio.
How's it going, Los Angeles? This is Monique Leray, and you're tuned into The Startup on LA Talk Radio. Happy Sunday. It's a little gloomy, a little rainy outside. I'm actually doing a broadcast live from Knott's Berry Farm today. We decided to do something a little different, and today we've got a lot of call-in guests, so we're excited to share them with you. Tell me how your weekend was. How's the entrepreneurship going in your world? We'd love to hear from you if you are an entrepreneur that wants to be on the show and share your ideas. Let me give you our new email address. It's thestartupwithmoniquelaray@gmail.com. And send a picture and, you know, a two or three sentence paragraph about who you are and what kind of startups you have and what your journey is and how it's going with your project. We'd love to hear from you. So today, we should be getting a call any minute from Aslyn Berry. She's a serial entrepreneur and a friend of mine, and she's got a lot of things going, and we would love to hear from her, so she'll be calling in soon. And I want to just go over some of the events that are coming up on our calendar. So we have the F Cancer Charity on March 28th in Hollywood, and that's coming up really soon, about a month away, a little less than a month away, 28 days from now. So if you are a brand and you want some exposure, it's going to be a star-studded night in Hollywood. Demi Lovato will be performing that night, and we've got Scooter Braun that's going to be there, and a whole lot of A-listers. So if you've got items or a brand that you want exposure, I have room in the swag bag still. So reach out to me on that email and we will make that happen for you. All right, let's see. What else? We're going to do something different this year. We're actually going to be at Coachella. I have never been to Coachella. I'm super excited about being there. And it's going to be both a gifting lounge and a swag bag opportunity for that. So we're looking for more male-specific products. So if you have things like, male grooming products, that's what we're specifically looking for. But we're taking all applicants and all products, and we're looking at all of them. So if you got something exciting, that would be great. All right. I think we have Aslyn on the line. Aslyn, how you doing today?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you, Monique?
It's going good. It's a rainy day, so we decided to stay a little bit local. And is it raining in your neck of the woods?
Actually, we've got some spots of sun and some dark clouds mixed together. It's pretty beautiful, actually.
I love it. So I want the viewers to know that you and I are friends, and you and I have kind of talked about a lot of our projects, and we've kind of been following each other and tracking each other's progress, and I'm really delighted to share with people, you know, who you are. I mean, we were just going over your resume. Okay. Can you share with everybody about exactly who you are?
Well, I am a serial entrepreneur. I was a massage therapist. I had my own business for over 10 years. I've worked quite a few different types of jobs. Everything has kind of funneled together into what I am now. I've done consumer relations, product services. I've been a brand ambassador. I've been a runway model, a beauty queen, quite a few different things.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yes.
At the moment, I am in a transition. It feels like I'm back to just graduating high school and trying to figure out what exactly it is that I'm doing. But
yes,
I am chasing my passions as usual, which is berries. So I've got quite a few different projects that I'm currently following. I work a little bit in production and distribution. I am still modeling and working as a brand ambassador. And then I've got two different companies that are in development. So we will see which one actually kind of takes the lead.
Well, you know what? I love that
you're
putting yourself out there. Well, yeah, no, and it's great that you lay it out that way, because I think putting yourself out there in many different ways is the only way you're going to find out what it is. I mean, it is like high school. I find that different phases of entrepreneurship, you have to do that. Do you find that all the other mixes of, like do you find that all the other mixes of the experiences and work in the work field that you've had have kind of cultivated where you are, or do you feel like you can take from each experience and kind of, you know, utilize it now, or what do you find that it helps you with?
All of it has actually created a base platform of experience that helped me to be able to take the reins and choose and decide what it is exactly that I want to do. It really gives me the communication skills to deal with different people. It gives me the experience in manufacturing and production. I mean, there's literally, I've worked in so many different areas, even though it's been along the same areas, whether it's been the beauty industry or some type of healing, all of it has created a platform of experience. So regardless of what I do, it doesn't matter how many times I start over, I'm still starting from a place of experience.
And that's so great because, go ahead.
Well, as an entrepreneur in general, that is one of those things that you need to never forget, because we go through that phase of starting over a lot. It feels like we're starting from scratch while other people from an exterior point of view look at us and look at us as being established, as knowing what we're doing. And to us, it feels like we're on fire.
It's true. But you know what? It is true. And I remember seeing someone post about their experience in reality TV, and they're saying, my God, when people look at your resume, it looks like you just started from scratch, but really you've been doing it for 10 years. So
right.
It's kind of interesting. It's kind of interesting when we say starting over. Now, do you find that when you're looking to get into the next project, people kind of look at your resume in a different way?
That's a good question. Because honestly, like I can only speak from my own perspective and experience, and I'm always going to be harder on myself than anybody else. When I talk to other people, I always get kind of a glowing review, but in my own head, I'm the hardest person on myself. I'm the one that sets the standard, and I'm the one that I have to perform to please. So I'm always going to have a ladder that I'm climbing or something that I'm working on that keeps me passionate and kind of keeps me moving forward, where other people, you know, they're much kinder. They're much kinder
That's
than
true.
I am to myself.
Well, you know, it's true. And I think, you know, you got to take those hits. Like, for instance, you know, I wanted to get ahead of it, and I was doing some taxes. So I spent the last few days just, you know, up in my pajamas. Oh, I know. It's so much fun when you're an entrepreneur, right? But you got to get all the receipts and you got to itemize and write off the trips. But you're looking back at that year and you're like, wow, I did a lot. I did a lot of stuff this last year. And you have to, you're different. You're not going to get a W-2. It's kind of scary. Sometimes you're going to owe. Sometimes you have to show, you know, different things and sacrifice. But look, like today, I can work from Knott's Berry Farm. Like, the flexibility is there. And I think that's why we keep becoming entrepreneurs, right? I mean, we love the flexibility. I mean, I do.
Yeah. Well, I mean, a lot of times I end up working, like I tell myself I'm going to work a couple of hours and then take the day off. And then I end up working 3 weeks straight, putting in 12 hours. But I do get to do it from a place of something that I enjoy. I can do it at the gym. I can pack up my car and drive to Portland, Oregon, which is where my family is, and work from there for a couple of weeks. Like, there are definitely the benefits, but it's our passion and our drive that really pushes us into doing something like this. And I really believe that it's a personality trait. It's something that's just kind of seated in you. And if you have it, if you're working a 9-to-5 job for somebody else, it's something that kind of eats at you slowly until eventually you find yourself in that position where you have to jump ship. You have to just dive into this thing that's been calling you. And it can happen at any time. It can happen when you're 19, which is when I started contracting for the first time, or it can happen when you're 45 or 50.
You know what? It's so true. And you must be true to yourself, because you don't want to go postal. You don't want to be at the job and just go absolutely fucking nuts. You want to be able to be in a happy place. I mean, got to answer the call. I mean, you do, right? I mean, there's a reason why it's there. Not everybody's supposed to work a 9-to-5.
True.
Tell us how you mix this with your personal life, because everybody knows that when you're scaling up a business, there's those computer hours, those hours where you have to really dig down deep. You know, like, for instance, I'll get my I'll give myself tomorrow, you know, 4 hours of outreach, emails, and then I will plan for the next day for calls. So how do you balance that with having a personal life or, you know, work fitness? I mean, you're very fit. You guys have to go on Aslan's Instagram when we're done because she is so freaking fit. She's a model. But how do you balance that?
Well, I spent a lot of time kind of focused on that over the last year, just trying to figure out how to handle and balance my stress and my health. That was a big thing. But also finding a way to kind of fit in the things that feed me as a person and make it so when I go back into the things that I'm passionate about, that I can be fully present with it. The main thing that I actually learned over this last year was that to really kind of go into myself when I hit an obstacle and to look at it very, very plainly. Just kind of go down a checklist. Is there something that I can do about this now? If so, what is it? How can I prioritize it? And how can I go about it? Because a lot of times when you're running your own business, you cannot control when people get back to you. You can hound people, but then they don't want to deal with you. So it was really kind of finding a balance and saying, okay, I've done everything that I can at this moment, and now I need to take care of myself. Business is done for today, and just setting it aside and saying, okay, I'm going to go to the gymnastics center, or I'm going to go for a hike. I'm going to meet up with my friends that are available, which personal relationships, especially when you're an entrepreneur, is one of those things that you slowly kind of develop over time. Because the first time you dive into this, you'll notice that a majority of your friends completely disappear.
That's true.
Because they're working the 9 to 5, and you have to get out and you have to find other business owners that are out and about in the same schedule that you are. So you really start to kind of create a new community and a new foundation of support within this like kind of crazy world where you could be hanging out with your friends and they get called away.
But you know what? And it's true. And mm-hmm. Yeah, I like what you're saying. I think that I'm learning that balance this year where it's like, okay, I've put out my effort. Now I have to allow it to come back. Because you're right. You don't want to strangle holding too hard. You know, there's a great analogy that my best friend Sheila says. She's like, you know, you have to let things sit in your hand. Like if you have sand in your hand, you have to let it sit. Because when you squeeze it, it falls through your fingers. And that's a great analogy, right? Like you just let it sit.
Is.
And it happens.
It is.
Yeah. So,
if you can't, or, mm-hmm. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. I want to hear from you.
If you cannot arrive for yourself when you're doing this kind of juggling act, there's no way that you can fully arrive for somebody else. And people pick up on it. And it just causes more stagnation and more difficulties trying to push forward. So the more irritated you are, the more irritated people around you will be, because you're literally taking that same emotion, that same feeling, and just sharing it with everybody. And being able to sit back and say, you know what, tonight I'm going to go and I'm going to do this art project, or I'm going to paint and just express myself. It gives you an opportunity to kind of reset that so that when you're dealing with everybody, it just begins to flow.
Yeah, it's true. And I think, well, you do energy work. So that makes sense for you to point that out. And a lot of my listeners know that I mention it. You know, I mentioned Abraham Hicks. I mean, I've found Abraham almost 3 years ago, I think. And a lot of things have shifted for me because, you know, it is energy work. Beautiful. What she talks about. Yeah. You know of her, don't you? Yeah. So
I would like a better introduction, actually.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'll have to send you a clip, or maybe we could go to one of her seminars. But it's Abraham Hicks, and you could find her on YouTube, and it's pretty amazing. So tell us a little bit about your I think you've got a rolling dough. I think we had it in studio with Matt Sarafa, and he loved it. I love it. It's a smoked. Listeners, Aslan does a cookie. I'm not a sweets person. If anyone knows me in my personal life, I like salt, which is so bad, but that's my cryptonite. I don't eat, you know, fried foods really, and I don't eat sugar, but salt's my thing. So anywho, Aslan came up with this cookie. It's a smoked sugar cookie, or what do you do to it, Aslan? I mean, it's so delicious.
I call it Yeah, I call it the campfire cookie, and it is a smoked butterscotch pecan cookie. It is actually gluten-free and low FODMAP, which basically means that it is easily digestible. Of course, this is within moderation. If you have too much, then you're no longer within the low FODMAP range, which the packaging and stuff kind of informs you about.
Okay.
But this specific cookie, we actually take it and we smoke the sugar prior to baking the cookie. So I use a mixture of hickory and sage just for the natural properties energetically of what it does in helping clear your energy and provide resilience.
Wow.
Yeah. And it's our most popular cookie at the moment. It is the one that was designed to get the most loyal cookie customer to try something new, and it was a little too effective. So it's our most popular cookie.
Well, you know, rolling dough is great. I love a play on words. I like something cheeky. But, like, the fact that you've put energy behind the ingredients to affect your mood and your palate and your senses, how will people know? How will people know if they don't hear this clip? How will they know such thoughtfulness went into your cookie?
Well, there is a couple of different things that go into the packaging to kind of help just inform and kind of spread information about that in general. Like, we do use a lot of natural aphrodisiacs and ingredients that are known for those kind of energetic properties to kind of help with different things. Like, we have a honey lavender cookie, and everyone knows that the scent of lavender helps relax the nervous system. It calms you down. So we use a lot of ingredients that are very similar to that. And the packaging itself actually gives you a little information, almost like a horoscope, about the personality type that is drawn to that cookie at that moment. And then we also give you like a little bit of maybe a 15-minute free video clip that introduces you to a guru or some type of meditation, somebody along those lines that has something that can help that personality type. It's all there. It's all in the packaging. And to top it off, the cookies, the most important part is the cookies do not taste like they're gluten-free. We only test them on people who are not gluten-free to make sure that it actually tastes like an amazing cookie and that standards are upheld, because I've been gluten-free for so many years, I wouldn't necessarily know. So
yeah.
I test it on the unsuspecting public all the time.
I.e. myself, because like I said, I don't do sugar really. And holy, oh my God, that cookie. I'm thinking about it right now and I really want one. Which, and they're on demand.
I have a freezer full of test batches. Please come over.
Oh my gosh, I'm coming over with a bag. Okay. Well, so let's transition a little, because you did mention that you've been gluten free for a while, and you and I have been working on a project. You guys soon, you'll see Aslan on a sizzle reel, Invisible Illnesses, which is by a good friend of mine, Kiva Naper, out of North Carolina. She's got lupus, and she and I are coming together to kind of talk about invisible illnesses and how people live with those day to day. And we actually extended our search, you know, nationwide, and Aslan actually contributed. And we're going to circle back soon and do the full documentary. But right now we're in the sizzle reel stage. So people will see you and hear your story, but I guess this came from a need. I always say good ideas come from a need or answering a question.
Yeah.
And so I guess perhaps your lifestyle has put you in a path of healthy living.
That is true. That is true. I, because of the invisible illness that I have, which is Graves' disease, it's a thyroid disorder. I spent years with my digestive system kind of breaking down on me with absolutely no explanation why. So I did the natural thing. I followed the trends that were kind of being introduced to the public. And if it made me feel better, then I kind of stuck to it. And over 10 years, it literally just continued to break down until eventually I came to the right people in the right situation where I got some answers. Which for people, for any type of autoimmune disease, the average amount of time it takes to get those answers is an average of 6 years. So
wow.
I've definitely put my work in. The cookie company really was based on just kind of remembering what it was like to have that energy crash and to have that chronic pain and just being in a position where I would go to the coffee shop to get a pick-me-up, but the pick-me-up wouldn't really work. So I wanted to kind of take some of this alternative information and put it in a place where people can easily find it. And that's how it became a cookie company.
I love that. I love it. So what do you see yourself in like 5 years with the brand? Or no, let's cut that in half, in about 2.5 years, because it's 2020 now. So where do you see yourself in 2020, 2.5?
I see myself as being a very busy individual.
I hear you.
I'm already busy, but yes. The cookie company itself should be up and running. We're about a year and a half into development, and the average time that a food product takes in development is about 2 years. So we're slowly still plugging along. At that point, people should be able to start to find it rather easily, because I'm still building my relationships at this point. Yeah. So
who knows? We'll probably see you in Whole Foods by then, or on Shark Tank, or on Trader Joe's. God rest Trader Joe's founder, by the way. We lost him yesterday, true. Trader Joe's. Yeah, mm-hmm. He was an entrepreneur. I think he scaled his business from one to, what is it, over 300 all over the country? Or more?
Wow.
Amazing. Yeah.
That is.
Don't quote me on that, but yeah. Well, listen, why don't you give everybody your handles where we can find you and where we can, follow your progress.
Okay. Well, my personal Instagram is AzlynB. That's AZLYNN. And then the letter B. That's my last name, Barry. If you want to follow the cookie company, it is on Instagram at Rolling Dough, and it is dash. Wait, give me 1 second.
Yeah, we got to check that out.
Yeah, Rolling Dough. Yeah, I want to double check really quick.
But
the dough is like Play-Doh or like The Simpsons. So it's D-O-H. It's Rolling Dough, D-O-H.
Like Simpsons. That's so funny. Well, in a moment, I have another caller that's going to chime in a moment, but I just want to wrap things up with you. Can you tell us a little bit about, your modeling, and are you available? I know that you did some stuff with us recently. So if someone wants to find your modeling photos and maybe hire you, where could they find you for that?
Yeah, go to my personal Instagram. You can contact me through there. I gig. I do have a couple of agencies that I work through, but I'm the best person to contact. So just, again, find me at AzlynB on Instagram. I'm a runway model, fitness and swimwear. That's me.
Great. Well, you know what? Thank you so much for coming on the line and being diverse and sharing your serial entrepreneur stories. And great. Cameo is going to join us in just a minute. Thank you so much, Aslan, for tuning in, and we'll talk to you soon.
Sounds good. Have a good day, everybody. Bye.
So next we have an entrepreneur named Cameo. Cameo, are you on the line?
Yes, ma'am. I'm here. How are you?
Great. Happy weekend to you, Cameo. And
same to you.
Why don't you tell everybody where you're from and the name of your brand?
Okay. Well, I'm originally from Miami, Florida, and the name of my brand is Essentials by Poi.
We love that. And so where are you residing now? Are you in Miami or?
No, ma'am. Right now I'm in Virginia, Fredericksburg, Virginia.
Very good. So give us a little bit of background about Essentials by Poi. How did you come up with the name, and what was the motivation to start this brand?
Well, I guess I can start with, I grew up in a mainly natural household. So as, I got older, it was more of a more modern thing, and I realized I needed something that really resonated with me. So when I went to the doctors and they weren't able to help me with like cystic acne, my daughter had some kind of thing in her scalp. They didn't know what it was. I knew what I needed to do. So I basically went into my kitchen and started working on some things, researched some more into our conditions, and started helping us out.
Well, I love that. And, you know, we just got off the line with my friend Aslan, who is into the holistic approach as well. So tell us what you first came up with as far as your essentials and why your products are different.
Well, the first thing I came up with was a body oil and a hair oil, the one that I worked on with my daughter. So okay. She had some kind of like scaly things going on in her scalp. We couldn't figure out what it was. And I started doing some research and went into a few different oils like barrage oil, almond oil, things like that, that are really nurturing to the skin. And that's how that came about. So that was that first oil. And then I started doing mineral soaks to help her body ease through some of the allergens she was dealing with. And then it just kind of rolled on from there with the different products. Now, as far as the name, me and my husband were sitting in the kitchen trying to figure out what would we call this. Because I was like, I have no idea. And yeah. Like, all I had was essentials. And he's like, huh. He's like, well, we always call you Poi. So he was like, you know what? Essentials by Poi. And that's how she was born.
I love that. So how long ago did you say that you started this brand or exploration for your daughter?
Yeah, it was for my daughter. So it started like really strong about 5 or 6 years ago when we really had some major issues. And so I picked bits and pieces here and there, just trying to get it all together. And in 2018, we finally just kind of made it official for everybody else.
Nice. So now tell me what you find, because we talked about this off air a little bit. You're kind of trying to cultivate a personalized a natural experience for people. I don't want to give it away too much what we talked about you're going to do.
Right.
Cameo is going to come out to California and do some special personalized services. But tell me exactly what you're trying to create in this space for people.
Well, what I'm working on is a... Oh, goodness, what was that?
Well, we're broadcasting live from Knott's Berry Farm today, so that's the train.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay. Glad we got to that. Oh, it's okay. Well, it got me all off train of thought. Okay. Oh, okay. Well,
you're trying to find specialize something for people.
Yes, my whole brand is basically about holistic health and women's wellness. I'm trying to create a space for women to feel safe and comfortable to be themselves and learn that you can just take a little time to slow down for yourself. And that's basically what it is. I'm bringing to you a whole approach in making everything slow down, more relaxed, calming, centering, more, you know, focused on self for a minute.
Oh, boy.
I don't work.
Go ahead.
I was like, not to say that I don't work with men as well, but it's mostly women oriented.
Absolutely. And, you know, your services, you guys, the listeners, once Cameo and I come together, when she comes to California, you're going to see what we're talking about. She's working on some really unique, cool things that we just can't disclose right now. But I think that you're creating something unique, and well needed in the workplace. And I could see it happening, you know, where you make house calls and corporate calls and really show people the balance. Yeah. So where can people find your product? What are your handles? What social media are you on?
Well, you can find me on Instagram at Essentials by Poi. Essentials, ESSENTIALS. BYPOI, Essentials by Poi. You can also find me on Etsy for now with the same thing, Essentials by Poi, no spaces in between Essentials by Poi, just one word.
Well, that's great. And so you say that you're on Etsy. What's the price point right now if someone wants to look up for your products?
Well, the lowest thing I have on there is about $6.50. That is for my poison tarts. And it goes all the way up to about $24 for my body balm called Ancestral Way. So it kind of just ranges in between those for now.
Great. What do you want to tell the entrepreneurs that are listening, that are looking to start something holistic, that are trying to save money, that are on a minimal budget, that just want to dive in? Some of the experiences that you've had scaling your business for the last 2 years, what advice would you give them, or tips?
I would really just tell them to really focus in on what it is they want their products to say to anybody that's going to, you know, encounter them. Definitely do a lot of research, like a ton of research. I cannot stress that enough, into who you want to do your branding, how you want it to look, just everything that you could possibly think of when it comes to your branding, because that is so important.
That's absolutely right.
Because definitely don't give up, because it is a struggle at first. It's always something going on, something you're like, oh, I could have did that better. Oh, I should have did this. So try not to second guess too much, but just definitely stay focused on the goal at hand.
I love that. And, you know, it's true. Just, you know, I'm looking at the start of the week, and we do our show on Sundays. So I look at Sunday as the first day of the week, like most people do in business. But some people look at Monday as the first day. But I say, okay, Sunday, I have this full onion, and it's full of things that I need to fix. You know, I need to peel this onion, but I just take it piece by piece instead of trying to take on the whole onion, you know? And I look at startups that way as well. And, you know, you make a good point about researching your brand, because I tell people, find a name, find a handle, find a brand that you can, that's easy to remember, you know? And you want to make sure it's not taken. I mean,
exactly. A lot of it too.
Absolutely. Branding is everything. So it's getting a little loud over here, guys. I'm going to walk down this way. And by the way, just a little plug for Knott's Berry Farm. They're gearing up for the Boysenberry Festival, which starts on March 20th here in Buena Park, California. And if you know me, you know I love my Knott's Berry Farm. So it's a great
wonderful.
It is. It's a lot of fun. So I just want to give a quick shout out to them. Knott, thank you for having me here today. And I've been coming here since I was probably about 12 years old. So it's a good place to kind of walk around, you know, get your mind off things. And as an entrepreneur, sometimes you just need to break up your day. So you can come on down and check them out. If you guys are looking for a season pass to bring your kids or just to come out and have a nice dinner, they have their season passes available at knottsberryfarm.com. And again, thank you so much for having me today, Knotts. And Cameo, tell us what you have coming up for this year. Besides the things that you and I have discussed, are there any events or anything that you're looking forward to with your brand?
Yes, ma'am, there is. We have quite a few things coming up. One of my big things that I'm working on is a sweatpants and chill retreat. I'll be a vendor there. It's a 3-day event, and we basically, as a bunch of women, we're in a room. We're working on business. We're working on ourselves as far as our bodies, our minds, our spirits. We're communing. It's a big event, and I can't wait. It will be here in Virginia. Well, no, she's having it in Maryland this year. Yes, it's Maryland this year. Because it moves around, so it's definitely going to be a lot of fun.
That sounds really fun. And for the listeners that aren't familiar with that area, when someone says Virginia or you know, D.C. or Maryland, it's all in the same area, very close by. It's called the DMV, right? They call it the DMV.
Yes.
D standing for D.C., M for Maryland, V for Virginia. So I'm very familiar with that area.
Ma'am.
And what did it, tell us the date, and are there tickets available if people are listening that are going to be out in that area?
There should still be tickets available for it. It will be in November the 13th, 14th, and 15th. You can find it on any of the social medias, as far as you can find it on Instagram, Facebook, and it's called Sweatpants and Chill.
What a cool
name.
Just
pop right
I love
up.
It.
It is
that's
awesome.
A great
so, yeah
name.
That should definitely come out, meet all the rest of the wonderful vendors. It's so much fun.
Well, we love it. And great, so go ahead and give us your handles one last time. If you have a phone number or website that you want to plug, we would love to hear it.
Oh, yes, ma'am. You can find me at Essentials by Poi on Instagram, or go to Etsy.com and find me at Essentials by Poi. My phone number is 310-987-1590. And, yeah, that's about it.
You guys, book Cameo for something really, you know, amazing. If you are that corporate, you know, woman or male or woman, and you're at your job and you need a half an hour, an hour of relaxation, she will come to you if you're in the DMV area, and
yes,
do a
ma'am.
Custom. Yeah, she'll do a custom, you know, package for you.
I have a custom service. Yes.
You have a custom service, right?
Yes. Yes, ma'am.
Well,
so if they contact me, I can definitely tell them about all of that.
Well, I'm so excited to learn more about it and to have you come out west, and we'll have you do something here. And thank you for making time today to call in.
Well, thank you for having me. It's been so much fun, and I can't wait to see you in person.
Me too, Cameo. Thank you so much. And you guys, I want to just give you a little rundown again of the events that we've got coming up. Again, March 28th is my F Cancer. Demi Lovato will be performing, and Scooter Braun is on the committee, and there's a lot of A-listers that will be there in Hollywood, and our swag bag is available. So if you have a brand that commands celebrity attention or influencer attention, I'm doing 450 swag bags that are going to go home with A-list celebrities, press, and media that day. So if you are looking to get your brand out there, please contact me at The Startup with Monique LeRae at gmail.com. You can also reach me at capaquariusmedia@gmail.com. And that's just capaquariusmedia@gmail.com. It's getting pretty noisy here at Knott's, but that's how it goes. One last thing. We've got Coachella on April 10th and 19th. We're doing both a swag bag and a celebrity gifting suite there. So you can reach out to me on that as well. You can also find me on Instagram at Monique LeRae Stinson. That's MoniqueLoreStinson. And that's on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. And I think I'm on LinkedIn as well. And then we've got something coming up in May 2nd, Women in TV and Film. And that's going to be in Beverly Hills. So if you have any kind of brands that command that kind of attention, we want to keep you involved, get you right on track with us. Let me give a shout out to my sponsors. Regan First Medical out in Orange County, California, with Dr. Sherlina Boyer. Excuse me. She's doing sexual health. She's got the vampire facials. She's doing the big O shot that everybody talks about. So if you are looking to treat yourself to something different and catch up on your health care and your skin care and treat yourself, their number is 949-677-7960. Also want to say a big shout out to Michael Solberg Family Wines. Leah is still making that amazing wine that is featured at the Emmys every year, at the Oscars gifting suite, and so many more events. She'll be at all my events this year. Her wine will be. And she's got that delicious cab that has about 5% Pinot in it, and the Pinot that has about 5% cab in it. And Michael Solberg's Family Wine is michaelsolbergfamilywines.com. And Leah Solberg is the owner, second generation, as she's keeping the legacy alive that her father, Michael, started. Also, we've got Nidera Healing Arts out of Oregon, but she's going to be out in California next month, and she's doing a lot of like future readings and healing and spiritual readings, and she's a really amazing person. Great to know. Her number is 503-812-7376. And last, but definitely not least, is my friend Jennifer McCray. She is a traveling nurse, but she has a knack for helping people restart their lives and figure out exactly what they want to do next. So she's a coach, and her company is called Control Alt Gen, which is kind of a fun play on words, like Control Alt Delete to start again. Her number is 605-376-1656, and she'll make herself available to you if you want to start over. So thank you guys so much. It's going to be a short one today because we're on location and it is getting so noisy. But that's what happens sometimes. Again, we're probably going to be here for the Boysenberry Festival, and that starts March 20th. We'll probably make it out around that time, and we'll have another in studio next week. And I believe on the 22nd, or the weekend before that, we'll be in Vegas. But I'll have to check with you guys and keep you posted. You can follow me on Instagram for this particular show at The Startup with Monique Larray. Follow on Instagram and Facebook, as well as LA Talk Radio on Instagram. And thank you for tuning in, and I hope you guys have an amazing day. And what will you start up today? Have a good one.
You're listening to The Startup with Monique Larray, only on LA Talk Radio.